Yeah, I'm in a new space and just needed the last few months to carve out some space for myself, create some space for myself to do some reflection, to slow down, to hibernate. Been feeling like hibernation the last few months as we've come into winter and starting the new year. I definitely didn't feel pumped and ready to go. For me, the new year is very much been conditioned. We've been conditioned to feel like the new year should be about starting new things, making new promises, new commitments, but really being in flow with nature, being in sync with the natural cycles of nature, the seasons. Spring doesn't really come around until March, right? And so there's no surprise to me that I was feeling still in hibernation. I was still feeling kind of slow, like sloth energy. I wanted to still remain internal. I didn't want to see that many people. Didn't want to take any action, so to speak. I didn't want to, didn't really want to do much. Felt really called to just rest. Really create the space to rest without feeling guilty. But what I want to talk about today is really answered prayers. Really, that's what's on my heart right now, is how many of the prayers that you once asked for have now been answered that you're living in? How many of your previous prayers are you currently living in? And it's something that I've been thinking about the last few months as I've been leaning more into gratitude and recognizing the miracles and the prayers that are around me and within me that I'm now living, that I once asked for. So I'll give you some examples of what's come up for me. One of them has been friendships. I have an abundance of friendships, of relationships that feel deep, authentic, loving, supportive, where I feel seen, where I feel like I can have a laugh, where I feel like I can just be myself, and where I feel like I can learn a lot from. And I never had that growing up. I didn't feel that way. Like, I always had friends, people in my life, but I didn't necessarily feel deeply connected to them. There was a handful that I did, but I really envied people who were popular or surrounded by a lot of people all the time. And as I went through my university years, I made loads of friends, but it was from a place of insecurity, of fear. I didn't want to be alone. I didn't want to be the odd one out. And so I wanted to be with the popular crowd. I wanted to be surrounded by people. And I was happy to take quantity over quality. And for me, in recent years, I've noticed that the quality of my relationships have expanded, and the quantity. You can have both. You don't have to jeopardize either. You can have both. And that's how I feel. Like, I have both. I have quantity and quality. And that's something that I once prayed for because I felt lonely. Now I don't. And you don't necessarily need people around you to feel less lonely, because you can still have lots of people around you. You could be in a relationship. You could have many relationships in your life and still feel lonely. It's about how deeply connected you feel to yourself. How much do you love yourself? How much do you feel in tune with nature, feel supported by the unseen forces? How you navigate life with the visible and invisible guidance, and how much love you carry for yourself. But at the same time, it doesn't hurt to have people who, you can call your family, that you can, where you can feel like you're a part of a community, because as humans, we all want to be a part of something. We want to be a part of community. It's just making sure you're building up the right community or being plugged into the right community. That's one thing. The other thing, couple of things. The other thing is love, being in a relationship. That's something that has come up for me in the last 12 months or so. And I've learned so much about love and relationships in the last 12 months. And this isn't the podcast for me to get into that. I will do a separate podcast or a newsletter. Shout out to myself for my Soul Wisdom newsletter. If you haven't subscribed already, it comes out every Sunday, sharing spirituality, healing, personal stories, all that kind of good stuff. Go and subscribe if you love reading. And yeah, I'll either share it there or here or both. Who knows? Anyway, I've learned so much about love and relationships, and I was single since 2019 when I left my previous relationship. Created this space to just dive deeper into healing and transformation and self-exploration, and I didn't know that that's what was going to kind of happen. I mean, maybe a part of me did, but my logical mind didn't. But I then realized that love had come and found me. I wasn't going out to find it. Well, what I mean by that is the way that me and my partner met was unexpected, really unexpected, through a mutual friend, someone that had asked me to be on their podcast. And he then introduced me to this wonderful woman who's now my girlfriend. And that's something that I did. I wasn't consciously looking for that, looking for it at the time. Like, I wasn't dating and stuff. But I mean, I did journal about the fact that one day I wanted to be in a relationship that had all of these qualities to it. And I do have that. And it's amazing. The third thing is being in this new space that I'm sitting in. I mean, if you're listening and you can't see it, but I'm in a new space, basically, a new apartment. Something about living in an apartment rather than a house always spoke to me, at least in this chapter of my life. And it never quite worked out for me until 6 months ago. And so, yeah, I'm just grateful. There's so many more things that I want, desires that I have, things that I want to do, things that I want to acquire, just like all of us. But it's important to take the time to recognize what prayers have already been answered for me, you know? What prayers have already been answered for you? What did a part of you, maybe a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, want that you now have? There's endless things that we could list out that we're grateful for if we took the time to do that. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard when life is shit and things aren't going your way and stuff, but it's a kind of a practice and a routine that you start to create for yourself every day, to start to see through the lens of gratitude every day. You know, perspective is something that we can control, right? So why not shift the perspective? Take off your black and white glasses. Take off the glasses that are maybe a little bit dull, you know, you've outgrown, and put on some fresh specs. Put on lenses that help you see through the eyes of gratitude. It's much easier said than done, but it's practice. It's practice, right? Anyway, I love you. This has been good, just being back on the microphone talking. Anyway, I don't know how often I'm going to record these. I'll do it intuitively. It'll be done intuitively. Every day, every other day, twice a week. Whenever. Stay tuned, subscribe, follow on wherever you listen to podcasts, and you'll be notified as soon as I drop them. Anyway, I love you, and I'll talk to you again soon.